On a sunny morning at the Lemon Creek landfill, Steve Lewis, a wildlife biologist at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, walks through the wetland toward the line of trees surrounding the dump. Bald eagles are squabbling over a big, salmon-colored plastic bag. They congregate here to eat. He counts more than 20 eagles swooping around the trash piles.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate because it's basically like an unnatural occurrence that mimics natural occurrence. Like this is pretty similar to what you might see at the Chilcat.
He's talking about the Chilcat Bald Eagle Preserve in Haines, where thousands of bald eagles from all over Southeast go in the winter. They feast on a late fall run of chum salmon. But that's not where they all go. So where do Juneau's bald eagles go in the winter? And what do they eat? KTOO listener Mark Branson wants to know. On this episode of Curious Juno, I spoke to the folks with answers. To know where they go, we first have to figure out what they eat. Here's Lewis again.
Eagles eat a lot of fish and they eat a lot of waterfowl. Those are probably the two big things, but you know, they'll eat like things at the dump here.
He outfits the birds with little GPS backpacks to track their movements. He says bald eagles go where the food is, including hooligan and salmon runs, areas where waterfowl hang out, places they can scavenge dead animals, and yes, landfills. How far they travel for a meal depends on whether they're thinking about having eaglets. Those planning on being parents don't go far.
We have birds that stay here all year. There's territorial birds that have nests.
Hundreds of bald eagles stick around Juneau through the winter, Lewis estimates. They feed on what they can find nearby, so they don't lose their nest to a thief come springtime when they're ready to mate and have babies. But Lewis says not all eagles are interested in breeding. Those birds travel, often to Haines and further, too.
There's adults that are not territorial, call them floaters. They have a little bit less affinity to necessarily staying in one place.
Since bald eagles can live around 30 years, he reckons the floaters probably don't feel a sense of urgency about reproducing. Instead, they can wait until the conditions feel right and roam along the coast and up rivers in the meantime. Lewis estimates that 30 to 40% of adult bald eagles in Southeast are floating in a given year.
And then there's immature birds as well.
The juveniles have splotchy brown feathers all over until they develop white head and tail plumage at around 4 years old. Lewis says they float too. Many floaters visit the Chilcat Valley near Haines, where an odd upwelling of warm water allows a late fall run of chum salmon to spawn. The salmon provide a feast for thousands of bald eagles starting in November. Reba Hilton is the tourism director for Haines. She says locals call it the council grounds, since there are so many white heads poking through the trees, like wigged legislators of old. She says the eagles are most active in the morning.
And they're still lazy. I mean, there's plenty of food to go around, but they'll still try and come in and take each other's food. So you get a lot of squawking that happens.
But they don't just fly to Haines. Some bald eagles that Lewis tagged in Juneau, Sitka, and the Chilcat Valley have traveled as far north as the Peel River in Yukon Territory and as far south as Vancouver Island, British Columbia. He says their movement patterns look as if he put GPS tags on his friends.
The church would be important for some, and the bar is important for some, and the library is important for some, and, you know, it's all sort of different. I'm like, well, eagles are kind of that way, I guess.
And for some bald eagles, the dump is important. In Juneau, some people call the national bird a trash bird. Lewis has heard that one.
The dump buzzard, yeah.
Do people seem to revere them less when they're surrounded by them?
I think that's probably true. I mean, I've heard that a lot over here. They're like, oh, they're just like, you know, they're like crows, they're like pigeons.
Lewis still finds them impressive, though, no matter where they like to hang out. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.